This week's bow shot. Avraham Avinu returns from his battle against the kings and saving Lot. And there's a conversation between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Achar dvim ha'ela haya dvar Hashem el Avraham b'machazel limar. Al tira Avraham anochi magen lecha s'chacha harbei ma'ot. Going to get a great reward. Vayom Avraham. Hashem Elokim, atitain li, what can you give me? V'anochi olech hariri, I'm childless. When Meshek Beisiyu v'damesek Eliezer. And skipping a couple of psukim, the Torah tells us, V'yotze yotzo hachutza. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes Avram outside. V'yomer habedna hashamayim usvar kochavim. Take a look at the heavens and count the stars. Im tuchal isparotzam. Can you count them? Vayom Elo, and he says to him, Koyi Azaracha, so too will be your descendants. The simplest understanding is that Avraham Avinu is complaining or mentioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's childless, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him outside and says, take a look at the stars. Is it possible to count them? See how countless they are. Of course you can't count them, because they're too numerous, and that is going to be your descendants in the future. You're going to have so many and so many descendants. The Meir Shapiro of Lublin, the founder of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, founder of the Daf Yomi, said that looking at this psukim, or at this pasuk almost from a different angle, suggested an interesting insight. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu outside. And he says to him, Habetna Hashamayim Usvara Kochavim. He doesn't tell him, he doesn't ask him, do you think you can count the stars? No, you can't. He tells him, count the stars. Im Tuchal Isparasam, even if you think you can't count the stars, start counting. And then he says, Vayomalo koyezarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is going to present us with what appear to be insurmountable tasks. There's no way we can do it. And if I were to ask you, do you think you can count all the stars? You'll say, no, I can't count all the stars. I'm not even going to bother starting. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's a mistake. Avraham Avinu, count the stars. Go ahead and try your best. Don't think whether you're going to be successful or not going to be successful, that whether it work or won't work, it's too hard. Count the stars, and if you go ahead and do that, that's going to be what your descendants are going to be like. They're going to be faced with tasks, challenges that seem insurmountable, that they won't be able to overcome them. But they're going to be like you, and they're going to start, and they're going to try. And then you're going to have the siyata d'shmaya. It's going to make it successful. Avraham Avinu just came back from a war. He went to fight against four kings and their armies to try to save Lot. How many people did he have with him? Maximum, according to Pshat in the Pasuk, 318. That's not very many against four armies. And according to Chazal, he had one person with the gematria of 380. Who was that? Eliezer. Two people against four armies. Is he meshuga? He's crazy. What do you think was going to happen? But Avraham Avinu didn't make that cheshbon. He had a different cheshbon in mind. He had a different calculation. His nephew Lot was in captivity. He felt responsible for Lot. It's he, Avram, who took Lot away from Haran and brought him to Eretz Canaan. Lot needs his help. So he's going to do what he can do. If he can take 318, he'll take 318. If he can take Eliezer, he'll take only Eliezer. How does he think he's going to win? I don't think he knows. But he knows he has to try. And he goes ahead and he tries, and the Drashim say that he didn't have anything with him. He took pebbles and sticks and threw pebbles and sticks, and the pebbles turned into boulders and the sticks turned into arrows. And that's the way he was able to defeat the armies. Because he didn't go and say, how am I going to be successful? Sorry, I can't do anything. He said, I have to try. Whether I'm going to be successful or not, it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But I need to try. And that's the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go out and count the stars. Don't start thinking whether you're going to be successful. Start counting. A few hundred years later, we read in Parashat Shemot, Vatered Baspara Luchot Al Hayar, Vinarasea Halchot Al Hayad Hayar. Baspara goes down to wade in the Nile, and she has her servant girls with her. Vateres HaTeva Besol Chasuf. She sees the Teva, not last week's Teva of Noah, the Teva of Moshe, and she sees it off in the distance in the reeds. She extends or sends out her amasa and retrieves it. Because I'll have two explanations of what happened. Pshat, she sent amasa, she sent her shivcha, she sent one of the maidservants, go fetch the basket, because she's over here, the basket's over there. So go fetch the basket. And she does. Because I'll have another explanation. And that is, she extended her hand, but she was very far away. And what happened to her hand? Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes, that her hand extended many, many amos. Like the cartoon character, what is it? Elastic Man? I don't know what they have anymore. One of these guys that hand can just reach out all the way. And extend many, many amos until she got to the basket. Was able to pull the basket closer to her. Ask Rameya Shapiro, what was she doing? What was she thinking? I understand if I want to reach something and it's close by, and maybe I'll try, maybe a little bit more, another few inches, I might make it. But when you're many feet, many meters away, it says, I'm going to extend my hand from standing here to reach something that's in the back of the Beis Medrash. Wait a minute, what do I think is going to happen? What am I going to do? Why in the world was she extending her hand? She knew a nes was going to happen. She didn't know a nes was going to happen. But she knew that there was something in that basket, something that she needed to reach, to get to. Whether she heard the baby crying, she didn't hear the baby crying. She knew the table was there for a reason. Why was she in the ark? Because they'll tell her she went to be Matar herself from Avodah Zarah. She decided to undergo, I guess, a pre-Matan Torah type of Geirus. She wanted to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. If you were part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, then you don't ask yourself, will I be successful? You just tell yourself, I need to try. I need to attend. Whether or not they'll be successful, that's Ribbono Shel Olam's decision. But I have to try. Avram, go out and count the stars. Don't think about how difficult it is. Do your job and I'll take care of the rest. And the message, it's always a message to Doros. Ko yeh zarach. This is how it's going to be with your descendants. Some of you have parents who became Balei Tshuva. Did you ever stop to think how difficult that is? To totally change your lifestyle? To just do everything so different? Your whole past, to just put it aside and start from scratch? And Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha? And davening and benching and everything. Not when you started, when you were just an infant and people taught you Modani. How difficult that must be. But anybody who did it and was successful didn't think how difficult it must be beforehand. They made a courageous decision that this is what they want to do. This is what they need to do. Will they be successful? It's in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But they made the decision, and then they had the Siyata Deshmaya. Spend a year here in Eretz Yisrael. At some point, maybe at many, many points during the year, people talk about making Aliyah amongst yourselves and panels. If you think making Aliyah is easy, I can't tell you that. But if you're going to make Aliyah, if you're going to have a successful Aliyah, you don't ask yourself first, am I going to be successful? And then, if I'm going to be successful, then I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can do it. If it's going to be successful, it's going to work, first you have to decide this is something you need to do and something you want to do and something you should do. Yes, you have to plan and you have to do your shtadlus. What comes first is the decision of what you want. And then the pieces will hopefully fall into place. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, don't measure your will by your ability. Don't first figure out your ability and then decide what you want. But measure your ability by your will. If you want it, if that's what you desire, you'll be amazed how much siyata d'shmaya you'll get to achieve it, if your goals are lofty. There are other decisions that you're faced with. Maybe not as major decisions as becoming Bali Tshuva or making Aliyah, but little things that are important things. How much are you willing to go against the tide? During the year, you'll come and you'll think and you'll contemplate. Maybe you'll decide that it's a certain way that you want to dress that may be more reflective of being a Bas Torah. And it's not easy. Some people around you are not necessarily following in that path. Decide first if this is something that you want to do, that you should do. Don't first figure out if it's going to work. Decide what your will is. Kadosh Baruch will take care of your abilities. It applies to many, many things. Avraham Avinu was told to count the stars. The message for the Dorot is we need to reach for the stars. We shouldn't sell ourselves short. We shouldn't say, I can't do this. This is going to be too hard. This is going to be too difficult. And this is, I'm not going to be successful. That's not for me. First decide if this is what you want, this is what you should do, and this is what you need to do. Because when Avraham Avinu went out and he did start counting the stars, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ko Yez Harecha, your descendants will also be able to count the stars and to reach for the stars.